Hi everyone, welcome to our daily devotionals. Today we're going to continue on in the book of Judges, and our passage is from Judges chapter 16, verses 1 to 22. As we look at the story of Samson, we see that he falls in love with another woman named Delilah, and that's what this passage is about. So let's look at verses 1 to 22. Samson went to Gaza, and there he saw a prostitute, and he went into her. The Gazites were told, "Samson has come here," and they surrounded the place and set an ambush for him all night at the gate of the city. They kept quiet all night, saying, "Let us wait till the light of the morning, then we will kill him." But Samson lay till midnight, and at midnight he arose and took hold of the doors of the gate of the city and the two posts, and pulled them up, bar and all, and put them on his shoulders, and carried them to the top of the hill that is in front of Hebron. After this, he loved a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. And the lords of the Philistines came up to her and said to her, "Seduce him and see where his great strength lies, and by what means we may overpower him, that we may bind him to humble him. And we will give each of you, and we will each give you 1,100 pieces of silver." So Delilah said to Samson, "Please tell me where your great strength lies, and how you might be bound, that one could subdue you." Samson said to her, "If they bind me with 7 fresh bowstrings that have not been dried, then I shall become weak and be like any other man." Then the lords of the Philistines brought up to her 7 fresh bowstrings that had not been dried, and she bound him with them. Now she had men lying in ambush in an inner chamber, and she said to him, "The Philistines are upon you, Samson." But he snapped the bowstrings as a thread of flax snaps when it touches the fire. So the secret of his strength was not known. Then Delilah said to Samson, "Behold, you have mocked me and told me lies. Please tell me how you might be bound." And he said to her, "If they bind me with new ropes that have not been used, then I shall become weak and be like any other man." So Delilah took new ropes and bound him with them and said to him, "The Philistines are upon you, Samson." And the men lying in ambush were in an inner chamber, but he snapped the ropes off his arms like a thread. Then Delilah said to Samson, "Until now you have mocked me and told me lies. Tell me how you might be bound." And he said to her, "If you weave the 7 locks of my head with a web and fasten it tight with a pin, then I shall become weak and be like any other man." So while he slept, Delilah took the 7 locks of his head and wove them into the web. And she made them tight with the pin and said to him, "The Philistines are upon you, Samson." But he awoke from his sleep and pulled away the pin, the loom, and the web. And she said to him, "How can you say, 'I love you,' when your heart is not with me? You have mocked me these 3 times, and you have not told me where your great strength lies." And when she pressed him hard with her words day after day, day after day, and urged him, his soul was vexed to death. And he told her all his heart, and she said to her, "A razor has never come upon my head, for I have been a Nazarite to God from my mother's womb. If my head is shaved, then my strength will leave me, and I shall become weak and be like any other man." When Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, she sent and called the lords of the Philistines, saying, "Come up again, for he has told me all his heart." Then the lords of the Philistines came up to her and brought the money in their hands. She made him sleep on her knees, and she called a man and had him shave off the 7 locks of his head. Then she began to torment him, and his strength left him. And she said, "The Philistines are upon you, Samson." And he awoke from his sleep and said, "I will go out as at other times and shake myself free." But he did not know that the Lord had left him. And the Philistines seized him and gouged out his eyes and brought him down to Gaza and bound him with bronze shackles. And he ground at the mill in the prison, but the hair of his head began to grow again after it had been shaved. Amen. You know, as we look at this first half of Judges 16, we see a relationship centered around deception and manipulation and lies. And the relationship between Samson and Delilah is such an unhealthy relationship. Three times, Delilah is used by the Philistines. The Philistines bribed her and said, "Find out where Samson's strength lies. Discover the secret to his strength, and we will each give you 1,100 pieces of silver." It doesn't say how many of the lords of the Philistines came up to her, but I'd imagine that is a lot of money. And with this bribe, Delilah agrees to do whatever she could to figure out where Samson's strength lies. Three times, Delilah asks Samson, "Please tell me where your great strength lies and how you might be bound so that one could subdue you." How much more direct could she be with Samson? And in each of these scenarios, Samson says that if you bind me with 7 fresh bowstrings that have not been dried, or if you bind me with new ropes that have not been used before, or if you weave the 7 locks of my head with a web and fasten it tight with a pin, then I shall become weak and be like any other man. You know, as we look at this story, I don't think Samson's responding, trying to necessarily deceive Delilah. I actually don't think that Samson really knows where his strength was coming from. And it's apparent because after these 3 attempts, it says that in verses 15 to 22 that, Samson had poured out his heart to her. Delilah recognized that he had told her all his heart. And what he had told her in the final passages here is that if his head was shaved, then his strength will leave him. What Samson didn't know is that his strength came from God. His strength was from the Lord. It had nothing to do with what ropes they used or what was on his head, how long his hair was. It had nothing to do with that. His strength was from the Lord. And this made me think about how from a very young age, when Samson was born and was growing up, he had been taught by his parents that he was called. He was called. He was given a calling to deliver the people of Israel out of the hands of the Philistines. And he had been taught from a young age that he was a special man, that he had received this calling because he is a special boy. And he had grown up arrogant, narcissistic, focused on his own powers and his own abilities, that I think that he actually didn't really know where his strength came from. And when it says that Delilah had recognized that he had told her all his heart, that if she shaved his head, then his strength will leave him, I think it shows that Samson didn't really put his trust in the Lord. You know, as we think about this story of Samson, as we look at our own lives, many of us have walked with the Lord for some time now. We've received this calling to follow Jesus, but also we've received this calling that we have been given the Holy Spirit. We have received the Spirit of God, that his authority and his power is given to us through Jesus. And that we are called to be ambassadors for Christ. He has given us different spiritual gifts to build up the body of Christ. And sometime along the way, I think we kind of forget that God is the one who gives us the strength to actually do what God has called us to do. He gives us the strength to do all things for his kingdom and for his glory. And, you know, in Judges 16, this first part here. We're going to see the second part tomorrow. I think we do see that Samson has lost his way in terms of really understanding where his strength had come from. The Philistines wanted Delilah to find out the secret of Samson's strength. And yet Samson didn't know the secret to his own strength either. But what we do know is that our strength is from the Lord. And so today I want to remind us and encourage us to know that our strength is from the Lord. God has given you the strength to do all things. He's going to give you the strength to get through this day. He's going to give you the strength to get through the difficult situations, the difficult conversations, the difficult circumstances in your life. It is by God's strength that we can do all these things. And as we know this and as we remember this, let's humble ourselves to know that our strength does not come from ourselves or what we have or what we wear or what we can do, but our strength is from the Lord. And so let's remember this today. Let's continue to fix our eyes upon Jesus and know that He is our strength. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word today, and I pray, Lord, that you would help us, Lord, to learn from the life of Samson. God, he was a great man, gifted by your Holy Spirit. He had been gifted with great strength, and he had been gifted, Lord, with the calling to deliver the Israelites out of the hand of the Philistines. But Lord, it is by your strength that all these things were able to be done. God, Samson had grown to become a famous deliverer for the people of Israel. And even the Philistines had feared him. But Lord, in this fame, Samson had lost his way. And God, I pray that that would not happen to us. Father, I pray, Lord, against pride and narcissism. I pray, Lord, against, Lord, the temptation to put ourselves higher than we should. Help us, Lord God, to know that you are our strength. Our strength comes from you. And so, Lord, that secret has been revealed. And Lord, help us to hold on to that truth today. We thank you and pray all these things in your Son's name. Amen. Thanks for joining us for our daily devotionals. I hope you are blessed and hope you'll continue to join us.